With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Friends and Lovers. Lag BaOmer is this coming Friday, and after a month of no music and no celebrations, the wedding season soon returns with music and dancing. The sixth of Judaism's seven marital blessings asks Hashem, make these friends and lovers exceedingly rejoice, as you made your creation rejoice in the Garden of Eden as of old. Blessed are you, Hashem, who gladdens bridegroom and bride. We want the husband and the wife, the new husband and the wife, to be happy, just like Hashem made Adam and Eve happy in the Garden of Eden. But let's place close attention to the wording of this blessing, friends and lovers. This is Torah, not Hollywood or the outside world. In chapter 5 of Song of Songs, King Solomon juxtaposes love and friendship when he says, "This is my beloved and this is my friend." He didn't need a Holy Spirit to write that the prerequisite of love is friendship, for the Torah in Leviticus commands, and you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. According to Rabbi Akiva, the father of the Oral Torah, this is not just another one of the 613 mitzvot, but a major guideline that's the backbone of the entire Torah. Our sages tell us that one cannot be agile in learning Torah or in performing a mitzvah without loving the Torah, loving the mitzvah, and loving the Almighty who gave them all to us. We can therefore conclude that where there is no agility, there's no love. So where did Rabbi Akiva learn that love your neighbor as you love yourself is the foundation of all of Torah? An even bigger question is one that baffles many Talmudic scholars. Why did Rabbi Akiva leave his two monumental teachers, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya and Rabbi Elezer ben Horkanus? These were the two prime students of the renowned Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, and from them stems all of rabbinical law. And Rabbi Akiva left them to spend 22 years as the understudy of Nahum Ish Gamzu, who barely said one halacha in the entire Talmud. Well, the Gemara in Tractate Tanis 21 tells us that Nahum Ish Gamzu was blind, devoid of hands and feet, covered in boils, and lying in a dilapidated shack about to cave in, with the legs of his bed placed in water jugs to prevent the ants from reaching his defenseless torso. His students wanted to rescue him from this house and to rescue all his possessions. He told them to save the possessions first, because as long as he was lying in the shack, it wouldn't collapse. Well, they first removed his possessions, and then they took him out of the shack, and as soon as they did, it collapsed immediately. When the students asked Nahum Ish Gamzu why he was suffering so much, he told them that he brought it upon himself. He was on his way to his father-in-law, and he had three donkeys laden with food, drink, and delicacies. While riding his own donkey, a beggar asked him for sustenance. He said, "Rebbe, please give me something to live off of." We told the beggar, "Wait for me to dismount from the donkey." But by the time he dismounted, the beggar had died from starvation. Nahum prostrated himself on the beggar, and he cursed himself, and he said the eyes that didn't see the needs of the beggar should be blind, and the hands that didn't run to serve the feet that didn't run to serve the beggar, that they were too slow in coming to the beggar's aid, that they should be lost. Doesn't that sound a little too stringent, the way he cursed himself? No, it wasn't for Nahum Ish Gamzu. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Akiva, who learned all of religious laws from his two teachers, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya and Rabbi Elezer ben Horkanus, he left them to spend 22 years as the understudy of Nahum Ish Gamzu just to learn that loving your neighbor is the backbone of the entire Torah, and that where's a lack of agility, there's a lack of love. By not helping that poor person fast enough, Nahum Ish Gamzu, on his lofty spiritual level, saw himself as transgressing the entire Torah, and that's why he so severely sentenced his entire body, because all 613 mitzvot correspond to the 613 parts of the body. Now we can understand why Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students were sentenced to death by the heavenly court during the first 33 days of the Omer. It's as if the heavenly court accuses them, "You are the students of Rabbi Akiva, who was the student of Nahum Ish Gamzu, and you didn't properly respect one another? Not only do you not deserve to pass the Torah on to subsequent generations, you don't deserve to live." Well, during this period, we curtail all rejoicing to lament their deaths, and even deeper, to lament the prevalence of intramural contention and hate that's still within our midst. That's the opposite of loving your neighbors you love yourself, and according to the Torah's commandment. So Rabbi Akiva, more than 100 years old, Having lost his 24,000 students, he made a brand new beginning with his five great students, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Meir Balanes, Rabbi Yossi ben Halafta, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemoah, all of whom were great lovers of their fellow human. And although they often disagreed with each other, they did it respectfully. So what does all this come to teach us? In marriage, your spouse must be not only your spouse, but your best friend. Only then can you become lovers. Love is certainly not romance or bodily lust, as modern society teaches. It's how quickly a person jumps to help his fellow man. With a neighbor, your closest neighbor is the one that you share that apartment with. What's more, if a person can't love his spouse, what's his closest neighbor in the world, then he's in fantasy land if he thinks he's properly learning and observing Torah. Because it can't be. Because he has the light of Torah. The light of Torah necessarily makes him a lover of his fellow human, and especially of his spouse. The barometer of our love of Hashem and our love of Torah is how much we love the person who Hashem placed us under the chuppah with, the other half of our body and soul, as the Zohar teaches. That's why we say in Sheva Brachas, friends and lovers. First, a husband and wife must be best friends, and only afterward can they be lovers. Happy Lag BaOmer, and God bless always.